I do not never dislike the double negative. I was an Android phone user until just a few years ago. All of the people yammering on about how much better the iPhone was got on my nerves. Since I have a bad habit of digging my heels into dumb arguments, I didn't get the iPhone on principle alone. A few years ago, I finally caved. I could never find accessories for my particular brand of Android, and my group text chains never worked well for me. I was an Android girl living in an iPhone world. I'm now on my second iPhone, and I get it. It is better. Not amazingly better. Not life-changing better. It's just less glitchy and a bit faster than the other phones that I've had. With one caveat. I hate the ringer on-off switch. In the Android, most are just labeled ringer on, ringer off. It's pretty straightforward. Either you want to hear the phone ring or not. Oh, but the Apple company decided to mark their ringers as silent mode on and silent mode off. This is so frustrating for me. I am not a lady with a fancy degree, so when I need to mute my phone, I have to think, okay, if I want my phone not to ring, then I have to say yes to silent mode on? Or if I'm saying no to silent mode, does that mean the ringer will in fact become silent? Or am I saying no to the silence and not the mode? I think this frustration harkens back to the days of elementary school when the teachers would say things like, okay, class, how many people don't want to not do homework? Oh, look at how many people raise their hands. I guess that means you all want to do homework. Look, God bless teachers. You're doing a job that I could never do. But if you could cool it with the jokey double negative stuff, it is irritating and obviously sticks with someone for a lifetime. The grand poobah of double negative frustration comes out on the voting ballots. I recently voted early on the midterm elections. Prior to going into the voting booth, I was mailed a copy of this year's ballot that listed the candidates and the state and county amendments that we are voting on. Upon reading the legal speak of each amendment, I had no idea what any of it meant. I had to search the internet and find a layman's version of what I was actually being asked to vote for. Even when I figured out the issues, the wording of the voting was still so confusing. So am I voting on not stopping bundled legislation to be forced through? Does that mean I vote yes to stop it? Or is it no? It's frustrating and unfair. I think any politician who writes that type of legislation should be legally required to have a smug elementary school teacher on hand at each voting precinct to break it down for the rest of us dummies. Or be a decent human and give folks a clear definition on a vote that would impact our lives. What is your double negative story? Don't not comment below. That was a trick. If you don't not comment, then that means you in fact must comment.